ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Houston, standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Just want to see Ryan squirm a little bit. What do we tease going to break, Joe?
Willibits.
Tease. What is this? Is this Willibits music?
No.
See how long it takes Ryan to fire it up. There we go.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe.
It didn't take him too long.
I honestly have no idea what's happening next.
30 seconds. Uncomfortable 30 seconds.
It was.
Jeremy
very uncomfortable.
But we got this.
Joe trying to do
all
math.
Well, that ends well.
Carry the one, Joe. Carry the one. Or maybe they'll recklessly label people as casuals. Let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh, my goodness. Would you look at this?
Oh, my goodness.
What
would you look at this?
An enormous bit.
I miss Bob Barker. Don't you miss Bob Barker?
Never really, like, got into, like...
You never got into The Price is Right?
No.
Really?
So, I miss him.
I don't like Drew Carey.
For Happy Gilmore. Great fight scene.
Oh, great.
Great fight scene.
Unbelievable.
Like,
I can't believe that you never watched Price is Right. So you don't have your favorite Price is Right game?
Plinko.
Mine's mine, too.
Yeah, Plinko's fun.
They would have the putt-putt one every now and then. We had to go, like, furthest distances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that show. Whenever I was a kid and I'd go to my abuelita's house, I would watch that, like, every day.
Grandpa watched Wheel of Fortune. I did not.
I like Wheel of Fortune, too. I like a good old game show. I like a game show.
Yeah.
My wife and I are making it through the, was it Pop Culture Jeopardy with Colin Jost?
Okay.
Not bad. I think they play on teams. I don't like that.
I think ESPN just announced they're doing Sports Jeopardy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be on Netflix with Joe Buck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joe Buck is doing it.
Yeah, Joe Buck's going to be the host. I can't wait to make my wife watch that. She's putting me through Pop Culture Jeopardy. She's going to go through Sports Jeopardy.
How do you do at Pop Culture Jeopardy?
I do okay.
Okay.
Depends on the category. She's better than I am. There are some episodes where her and I will, like, we could contend.
Okay.
But there's other ones that have, like, the ones that are the best where you're not even the same ballpark.
I mean, that's good because we have talked about doing a trivia night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we need to follow through on that.
Yeah, once we're all back in town.
Yeah. I think we'd be all right.
I think we'll be okay. If we bring the wives, well, I think we'll be really strong.
Yeah, because they're probably, now we're complete.
Yeah.
You know, behind every good man is a wife who knows trivia.
Yeah. Pop culture trivia.
All right, Willibits, food debate. In or out on this new Bluebell ice cream, Joe? Summer's new Bluebell flavor has a berry twist. This is looks like it's a blackberry chocolate Bluebell flavor. New black raspberry fudge. In or out on black raspberry fudge Bluebell ice cream. It's a flavor combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl.
I think I'm in on this.
Okay.
Yeah. I like black raspberry. I like chocolate. I definitely wouldn't get the big one, the half gallon.
Get just the pint.
Just get the pint just in case you don't like it.
Yeah. See, I don't love chocolate. And the richer the chocolate, the more I'm out on it. It's like, the dark chocolate, okay, that's not appealing to me. And then the fudge is not appealing to me either. If this was just like a full berry ice cream, totally in.
Okay.
But I'm out because of the chocolate.
I like dark chocolate, so that makes me like it more.
It's actually good for you.
I know that.
Dark chocolate's good for you. Now you start putting junk in it,
yeah.
It becomes bad. But the dark chocolate's very, very good for you.
Yeah, I would try this.
All right, Bucky's Peanut Butter Cup. It's it's called Bucky's Overbite. And think like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but like way bigger because things are bigger in Texas.
Mark McGuire level steroids.
Yeah. They're selling a giant chocolate peanut butter cup the size of a hockey puck. This bad boy contains 520 calories, but not to be outdone, 56 grams of sugar. And this is what all like health conscious people tell you is that you want to get about 10 grams of sugar for every 100 calories.
Yeah.
So because you're getting 56 grams of sugar for 520 calories, I think all dietitians would be in favor of this.
I'm going to say no.
This is way too much. It's also dark chocolate, so it's right up your alley.
It looks like too much peanut butter, I think.
This is way too rich for me. I could do a peanut butter cup, a Reese's peanut butter cup, and be good for a week. This is way too much.
No. Like, I'm going, before we do our road trip this weekend, I know there's a Bucky stop happening on Thursday.
Okay.
This is not going to cut the list.
No.
No, this is not going to.
What makes your Bucky list?
Beef jerky, for sure.
Really? It's just, I can't find myself to buy beef jerky anymore.
Really?
The prices have gotten out of control.
Oh, they are expensive.
Like, it's the price of a steak now.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I can't do the beef jerky just because it costs so much.
We'll do, like, a half pound of beef jerky, or, like, the sour cherry balls.
The ones that have the gooey middle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Probably some beaver nugget of some kind.
Yeah. See, I'm pretty simple with mine. I'm just, give me some seeds and a 32-ounce fountain drink, and I'm good to go. I'm good to go for 12 hours. Pretty simple when it comes to that.
Yeah, but this is too much.
Yeah, way too much.
I'm out on this.
Are you in or out on the pizza? It's a pizza burger, 16-ounce Angus beef patty between two pepperoni pizzas. They're going to be selling this at the Cowboy games. These are like the miniature, like, personal pan pizzas.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got a personal pan pizza as the two buns, and then you got an Angus beef 16-ounce bad boy in between it. It's $33, which isn't terrible.
That was my first thought. Was like, that price, not bad.
No, I mean, like, personal. Yeah, that's not bad for. I mean, a personal pizza is going to cost you $12-15 at a game. You get two of them. A burger is going to cost you $12-15 at a game.
Yeah.
This is great value.
Here's my issue with this. I want to flip the top pizza.
Go underneath?
Yeah.
So that you don't like the toppings on top?
I don't want the cheese and pepperoni on top. It's going to make my hands too greasy.
So you want, okay. Yeah, I think I'm out on this. I don't think this is a good combination.
I would be way more inclined to try this than the nacho thing that the Rangers have.
What's their nacho thing?
The thing that was in the booth. The giant nacho helmet or sombrero.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind having that.
I feel like it's too much.
I'd rather have a big thing of nachos than a hamburger slap between two personal pizzas.
I would give this a shot.
I don't think this is a good pairing. To me, they don't pair together. How about the s'mores quesadilla? Crispy tortilla filled with Nutella, mini marshmallows, cracker crumbles, powdered sugar, and chocolate dipping sauce at a Philadelphia Eagles game. Only $11.49.
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't look terrible.
No, I'd eat this.
Yeah, this looks okay.
This is a good call.
I wouldn't dip it into the chocolate because now it's too much chocolate for me. But this looks all right. I don't know how to describe this. A s'mores quesadilla is a good way to describe it.
It's a s'mores quesadilla.
Yeah.
It's just a quesadilla with s'mores ingredients.
Yeah. You know, unpopular opinion. I'd rather just have a marshmallow over fire than a full s'more.
That's fine.
Just give me the
burn.
It was pretty close, yeah.
I had a buddy growing up where we would do that all the time during the summer, and that thing would be – he'd light that thing on fire and let it burn. Too much.
You got to have a good balance. I like a little black on it, but I don't want to be charred to a crisp.
Totally agree.
You know what I mean?
But I would try this.
Here's another ice cream flavor for you. Texas Ice Cream Shop is serving crawfish-flavored ice cream with an actual crawfish on top. Red Circle Ice Cream. You in or out on crawfish flavored ice cream?
I love ice cream. I love crawfish. You couldn't pay me to eat this.
Crawfish shouldn't be sweet.
This is too much.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a bad idea.
Have you ever had those, what are they, crawdads from, I think the Zapp's potato chip?
I have not.
They have a crawfish flavor. Those are pretty good.
Are they okay?
But those are savory, you know?
Yeah, this is a bad idea.
The crawfish should never be sweet.
Yeah, this is gross.
No, this is a bad idea. I'm with you on that. Did you catch this one lady, Anna Dua, who she works in Toronto?
So this probably explains
this.
Yeah.
She tweeted this out. She said, mid-game snack of the day, she picked up some shaved ice, no flavor of shaved ice, and then she put mustard packets into her shaved ice.
Yeah, I saw.
So she had mustard shaved ice. Would you be in or out on this?
So out. That's disgusting.
I'm not sure there's a single condiment I would put on shaved ice and enjoy it.
No. Like, no barbecue sauce.
No, that's terrible.
No Chick-fil-A sauce.
Terrible.
No ketchup.
Terrible.
It could even be Whataburger spicy ketchup. The answer is still no.
Frank's hot sauce?
No.
Smokey Ray's barbecue?
No. The tweet she put out has 1.7 million views, and I think almost everyone on planet Earth is just wondering what's wrong with
A rage bait. 1.7 million views, 2.5K likes, 1K comments, and 465 bookmarks.
It's strange.
This is good rage bait. I might do this with, like, something Texas related.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Let's talk about it later. What's Texas related that I could rage bit?
This can't be like a Toronto thing.
I mean, I think she's legit, though. I don't think she was rage baiting. Like, she's a legit person. I'm going to do mine completely as a rage bit.
Just, like, nasty.
Yeah, what can we do? It's got to be something Texas related, though. Maybe it's spicy ketchup.
Spicy ketchup in the shaved ice?
And maybe I tag Whataburger and see if they pick up on it. Mm,
that'd be nice.
You know what I mean?
Get some free Whataburger?
I don't know if they give me free Whataburger.
If you get enough views, they might.
But what if I just go mid-show snack of the day, and then all the junkies are in on it, and they retweet it. That way it gets traction. Mid-show snack of the day, shaved ice, no flavor, with Whataburger spicy ketchup.
Will you actually eat it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. If it gets 1 million views, I'll eat it.
Okay.
I have to have a carrot. No.
All of it.
No chance. Yes.
A million views, all of it.
I'm not eating all of it for a million views.
Yes, all of it.
No, I've had million view posts. I don't need to have.
It's like a half a cup. It doesn't have to be like a full cup of ice.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
What is the incentive for me?
You get a million views.
I get a million views rolling out of bed, Joe.
No, you don't. You might get a million views if you video yourself eating it too.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because you're not talking me into that. I'm not a fool.
We get Brian to do it?
Yeah, let's get Brian to do it. Let's get Ryan to do it.
Can't.
Can we get our interns to do it as initiation?
It's a great question.
Right?
Some of them, yes. There's a couple already that I think we could get to do pretty much anything.
How do you know that, Joe?
One of them is very excited about his internship. And I think I could pretty much ask him to do anything and he would say yes. So he might do it.
Are you planning on pressing those bounds?
No, probably not.
I think I'm going to do this. Mid-show snack of the day. Shaved ice, no flavor, with Whataburger, spicy ketchup, and then like the tongue out emoji. And it's completely rage bait. And let's see if we can get people.
I think you'll definitely get some. You might not get as much as you want. You might not get a million. But people are going to wonder what's wrong with you.
All right. So it does beg the question, though. What is the weirdest thing you eat? 713-780-3776. Maybe it's not shaved ice with mustard or ketchup. But what is the weirdest thing that you eat? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. Mike Holick, U of H class of 1990. Go Cougs. He used to protect the Heisman Trophy winner. Now he wants to protect your business. And he's been protecting interests as a business for 25 years. Chris Fisher's over there. HR&P has the best staff. They have the best people. But this is why you should care. You are going to deal with their people. That's a great asset as well. But where they can help your business is what you care about right now, right? HR&P provides comprehensive human capital management services such as HR compliance. That sounds like something that you don't want to deal with. Let HR&P do it. They'll be happy to. Benefits administration. That sounds no fun. HR&P has you. Payroll. Nobody likes dealing with numbers. Let HR&P do that for you. HR&P is going to work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. There's nothing that you're reading off a menu. It's not cookie cutter where it's one size fits all. No, they're going to sit you down and tailor a plan for exactly what is in the best interest of your business. Their customer service, second to nobody. You'll never talk to a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll always talk to someone familiar with you, familiar with your company, because it means something to them. It matters to them. They care deeply about it. That customer service is fantastic. And I'm only an employee of an employer who uses HR&P, but their customer service is fantastic. Let HR&P take on the demands of human resources and eliminate your HR burden so you can get back to the areas of your business that you want to spend your time and resources in. So give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HR&P customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525, or check them out on the internet at hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy, Huntington Bank bad boy. 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. So what is the weirdest thing that you eat? Junkie says hot day and dealing with heat cramps, hot little mama pickle. Dip two or three hot Cheetos in it and a little, how do you say this? The tahini. Always forget how to say it. A little tahini for each bite. Oh. It helps. Not the healthiest, but sweeting all day. Stops them Charlie horses and everything else. I couldn't imagine wanting a hot Cheeto when I'm dealing with heat cramps.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I would want is a hot Cheeto.
No.
And I don't really like tahini.
Only on... See, I always go like salt, like a margarita.
That's the worst thing to have. That's not a good thing for heat cramps. Like, how about just to have a pickle? Drink some pickle juice.
Yeah, I don't get why the Cheetos come into play.
That sounds like a terrible idea. Like, you're dipping a Cheeto into dip. It's like got probably, you know, some sort of crema in it.
Yes.
That's not... And tahini? Come on now. That ain't no good. I love the taste of getting an egg over easy, putting it on top of my pancakes, and breaking the yolk on the pancake with syrup. Always get gross for my kids, but I love it. Yeah, I don't know.
See, that's one for me. Like, if I, like, I ask for, like, a separate plate. Like, if I get breakfast and I get pancakes and eggs, and they put them on the same plate, I'll just serve for another plate.
How do you order your eggs?
Over easy, usually.
See, I usually order mine over medium or over well.
Yeah, I'm an over easy guy.
I got you.
I like it runny.
Do you dip your, like, toast in it and stuff?
Yeah. But I don't want it near my pancakes.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it near my pancakes.
And I don't want the syrup near the yolk.
I do like syrup, like, on other breakfast stuff, though. I like it on sausage. I like it on bacon. I like it on eggs, like if it's scrambled. I like it on...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't mind if the scrambled eggs get on the syrup.
Okay.
Now, over easy is different. Also, like a hash brown. I don't mind if the syrup gets on the hash brown. Like a shredded hash brown. I think it tastes very good. Scrambled eggs with Miracle Whip, says somebody. That sounds terrible. I hate Miracle Whip, though.
I would try it.
I do not like Miracle Whip. I think some breakfast cereals are better soggy. Yeah, probably.
I prefer my cereal soggy.
I try not to eat cereal. I don't eat cereal that often. Josh from Seabrook, my folks are perplexed that I'm willing to eat alligator but can't stand fish. Okay, I don't think that's crazy, though. I don't think that out of the some of the things we're reading here, that's not nuts.
I think it's a little weird that you eat alligator that you don't eat fish, but eating the alligator itself is not weird.
No, I don't think so.
Alligator's good.
I like alligator. It's not bad. Cottage cheese with soy sauce.
That seems strange.
Do you like cottage cheese?
I do like cottage cheese.
See, I don't like cottage cheese.
I do.
Cottage cheese is pretty good for you.
I don't like the cottage cheese and fruit. I think that's weird.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like cottage cheese and like pepper.
By itself? Pepper?
Yeah, on top of the cottage cheese, it's good.
What?
Yeah, it's good.
You put pepper on your cottage cheese?
Yeah, it's good.
See, I don't like cottage cheese, but if I were to put anything on a cottage cheese, it's going to be like a, you know, some fruit. Like some pineapple or something. Maybe some mango.
Yeah, it's not for me.
A little kiwi, perhaps.
Do you like
pepper?
Kiwi?
Yeah, I like kiwi. There's not many fruits I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like cantaloupe.
Oh, I like cantaloupe.
It's not for me. Pretty much outside of that, like, because I like kiwi, but I know a lot of people don't.
Do you eat the skin?
No, I think that's really strange.
I eat the skin.
That's weird.
That's where most of the nutrients are.
Yeah, but still, it's fuzzy.
Get over it.
Yeah, I can't.
I eat the skin.
I meant, like, my food things that I don't like are texture-based.
Oh, okay.
For the most part. Like, I don't like tomatoes.
Oh, I love tomatoes.
I'll eat if it's diced up.
I got some tomatoes growing in the garden. I'll bring you.
I'll dice it up and eat it probably. Like, but like a full tomato. Like, I just don't like the texture of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not many things I don't like anymore. Like as a kid, I didn't really like onions, but now I eat onions fine.
Onions are good.
I didn't like mushrooms as a kid, but now I love mushrooms actually. Yeah. There's not a
mushrooms are growing on me.
I don't love mayonnaise. I don't love Miracle Whip.
I don't like olives.
Oh, I don't love olives. I hate olives. Yeah. That's a good call. I cannot stand olives. My wife and kids like olives.
Same.
Which is kind of weird. Barbecue flavored ice cream. That sounds terrible. I couldn't do that.
Ice cream shouldn't be savory. Would you call coffee ice cream savory?
No.
Okay.
No. Coffee and sweet stuff are like a good pairing though.
Yeah. Coffee ice cream is my favorite. But
really?
Yeah. I love coffee ice cream.
I like coffee with like a good tiramisu.
You know,
perfect pairing or anything like a you know anything sweet coffee's great with.
Yeah, but like I don't want anything savory in my ice cream. I don't want barbecue, no crawfish ice cream.
No.
Like I don't even want like I wouldn't try.
No, I wouldn't call coffee savory.
Okay, I just wasn't sure like what category it'd fall in.
I don't really know.
Cuz it's not like, sweet,
but it's also not salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of on its own island.
Maybe. Yeah.
But like it doesn't really fit in any of the categories. But yeah, I don't want to try any barbecue flavored ice cream.
I'm with you.
It sounds gross.
Yeah, it does. Do y'all have a song for Jose Jorge for Thursday, or can we send recommendations? You can send recommendations. We have stuff if you don't, but if you want to send one, we can listen. A brewery in Dallas has a mustard pickle relish beer. See, I don't think I would like that. I do have a hot take about relish, though. I don't know why we put sweet dill relish on everything, and we don't have pickled relish at like the hot dog stands.
I think it's because I think sweet relish is gross. I will not use it.
I think it's gross, too.
I will not put it on a hot dog. It disappoints. I wish.
Why don't they have the dill?
I don't know. I wish every ballpark, they have both options.
Right. Why is the sweet relish the popular option?
Yeah. I think there's not enough ballpark options. There should be more than one kind of mustard.
I'm even okay with just having one more wet relish. Yeah. That's all I need. I don't need another whatever. Queso on shaved ice, that's gross. Brisket ice cream, that's gross. Did they make that? I throw a BS flag on that. Best I can do is pickle juice on shaved ice. That's not terrible. I think that's pretty common, actually.
You can sell me on that.
Especially on a really hot day.
Yeah, you can
it's like
sell
good
me
for
that.
Hydration and all that. Pickle juice and shaved ice. Honey on shaved ice? That is not terrible. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Blaine says, Joe is right. Cottage cheese and pepper. Fruit is okay, but better with pepper. Super cold. I'm also not a cottage cheese guy, though, so you shouldn't take my opinion seriously on cottage cheese. My dad regularly eats peanut butter and mustard sandwiches. Yeah, that's disgusting.
How do you find that?
You have to make your own.
But how do you eat that for the first time?
I always wonder that about just anything in general, though.
Yeah, but just wake up and I need a sandwich. I have peanut butter, and I'm gonna put mustard with it. So you like it?
Maybe they grew up poor.
Yeah, but then you would just do the peanut butter, wouldn't you, or just the mustard?
I don't know.
My brother used to eat just ketchup sandwiches.
That's disgusting.
It's so gross.
Ugh.
We go to McDonald's, go to the drive-thru, and I'd hear my parents order him a hamburger with ketchup only, no meat.
What? He actually ordered it that way?
Yes.
They actually got it for him?
Yes.
Why would they allow that behavior?
I don't know. It was so gross. It was probably until he was done with elementary school. He would just come home. It would be bread, ketchup, bread, and that was it.
Oh my goodness, man.
It would make me sick making it if I had to make it. It just grossed me out.
For me on a hot day, cold sliced tomatoes with salt. Yeah, that's not gross though. That sounds really good. Peanut butter and sugar sandwich. Peanut butter and sugar sandwich is probably better than peanut butter and mustard sandwich. Right? That's disgusting. I can't believe some of you. Cream cheese and picante sauce sounds like something. Like my thing with cream cheese, I feel like it's something that expired. Like it's chunky and
you don't like cream cheese
dairy.
At all?
Dairy. Oh, cream cheese. I thought you were talking about cottage cheese. I also don't like cream cheese, though. I will get down with a cheesecake, though, from time to time.
I would try the cream cheese and picante sauce.
I will not eat mushrooms. I ain't going to eat that fungus. Mushrooms are great. My girlfriend won't eat anything with those thin skin like tomatoes, plums, etc. Richard, cottage cheese and tuna? Cottage cheese is good with mixed eggs. Microwave frozen burritos dipped in mustard. That's not terrible.
It's strange, but it's not terrible. It's not the weirdest one we've gotten.
Yeah, what's the weirdest one you think you've seen?
I think the peanut butter and mustard is probably number one.
That's gross. It's called sandwichitos. It's a spread-on bread that contains mayo, Spam, Cheese Whiz, and red peppers mixed in a blender. Amazing. Nah, man. No. Definitely not having that. PB&J and hamburger. I've seen people do that. It's I've seen a lot of hamburger places do that.
Well,
they don't peanut butter and jelly with a burger.
A lot of them don't do the jelly.
Is it the peanut butter?
It's peanut butter bacon. Normally, it's called an Elvis, right? And then one place they called it the Hoffy, right? For Ken Hoffman, they get a peanut butter burger.
I don't remember where. It's probably at 3B's.
But yeah, that's popular. You see that a lot. I wouldn't try that. That's not for me. I don't want peanut butter on a burger.
No,
that's a weird combo.
My stepbrother used to eat sour cream like ice cream. That's disgusting. Somebody says blue cheese sucks. I like blue cheese. Pepper, jelly, and cream cheese is money. You have to try pizza rolls and dip it in mustard. Game changer.
I used to dip pizza rolls in barbecue sauce.
Banana sandwich. What is the weirdest thing you eat?
Honestly, it's probably the pizza rolls and barbecue sauce. I guess that's not that weird.
I'm not sure there's anything that I eat that's weird. Whenever I was a kid, I used to like just baked potatoes.
Okay.
Like put it in the microwave, heat it up, and then I would just put mayonnaise on it, which is totally unlike me because I do not like mayonnaise. But as a 6-year-old, I did.
So you wouldn't do anything else on there?
My mom would heat up a baked potato in the microwave.
Okay.
She would microwave it to get it warm, open it up, and just put mayonnaise in it.
No cheese?
Just mayonnaise.
Just mayonnaise?
I have no idea why.
Is that why you hate mayonnaise now? Because you ate a lot?
I liked it as a kid.
That's why I don't like olives, I think. Because apparently my parents tell me when I was very young they would find me sitting in front of the fridge with a jar of olives, just eating them one at a time.
Really?
And then I think my dad said he didn't like them, and ever since I followed suit.
But you were eating them as a kid.
Yeah, but I think they're gross now.
That's probably the grossest thing I've ever eaten, was that. I think that's about it.
Did you ever do the, it's not gross, the marshmallow fluff and peanut butter sandwich?
Why not?
Some people think it's weird.
I don't think it's gross.
Some people think the marshmallow fluff looks weird.
Nah, be all right. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Cold tomatoes and cucumber with salt and pepper is an awesome snack on a summer day. Not weird, though. I agree. You sure it wasn't sour cream? I'm 100% positive it wasn't sour cream. I know it was because that's the weird part of it. Sour cream on a baked potato is not weird. Mayonnaise on a baked potato is weird, and I remember it being incredibly weird. So, yes, I'm sure. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP, listener line. How good is the Rockets' core? And a couple of trades are floating around out there. Would ya? 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
UFC Fight Night is back, and the only place to catch every punch, kick, and knockout in full Sports Lodge glory is at Twin Peaks. Settle in with scratch-made favorites, legendary wings, and 29-degree draft beer that hits colder than a heavyweight takedown with wall-to-wall TVs. You will not miss a single moment of the action. It's a great time to go to Twin Peaks with those wall-to-wall TVs. You've got the finals coming up. Baseball on a daily basis, college baseball, bunch of soccer games you'll be able to watch, scratch-made food, cold beer, wings. What else can you get with your sports on TV as well? Grab your crew and make it a fight night to remember at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
ESPN 97.5. We're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
All right, how good is the Rockets core, actually? The Athletic's doing this little slow release on the top players in the NBA. I think they've listed all the Rockets that will be on this list. Reverse order, they have Fred VanVleet in the 4F tier.
Okay.
These are numbered tiered and then lettered by the numbers, so there's like 100 tiers. Okay. But Fred VanVleet's in the 4F tier. Jabari Smith is in the 4E tier. Amin Thompson's in the tier C or tier 3C tier. Alpi Shingun tier 3A. And then the highest rated Rocket is Kevin Durant in the tier 2A tier. So how good, and you know, this is just kind of, you know, a guideline, I guess, maybe a bar. How good do you think the Rockets core is?
I think compared to a lot of teams in the NBA, it's pretty good. Honestly, I think like while this season was disappointing, and a lot of that's because of the injuries that are around it, and I think we all acknowledge that there's still another level that we want the Rockets to go to, and a lot of these players within it, like it's still a pretty good core. Like I think my biggest pushback is I would have a men in a higher tier than Shingun.
I'm fair with this. I'm
like I don't think Shingun is a better player; belongs in a different category than a men. A men's a better basketball player. Maybe he's a little more limited offensively, for sure, but his defense makes up for it.
I think whenever you get national talking heads and stuff that start talking about players that they're not accustomed to watching on a night-in, night-out basis, that they probably value the offense and devalue the defense.
100%.
So that's why, Alpi, when you get national pundits talking about the Rockets, is almost universally thought of to be a better player than Amin Thompson. Whereas I'm with you, I would take Amin Thompson 10 times over Alpi Shingun.
Yeah, and the other guys, like, honestly, I was kind of surprised to see Fred even ranked coming off the injury. Or maybe that's why he was. But Durant definitely belongs in the tier of the group of players he's with. Like, you have Kawhi in there, Steph Curry in there, it looks like Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell. Like, that's his grouping right now in the NBA. That's very fair. But collectively, this group, it's a... Like, I would give it, like, a B as a whole. Like, your A groupings are going to be your Spurs, your Thunder. I'd probably still put Boston in that group of, like, the top three cores in the NBA right now. And then...
Ooh,
where's your pushback there? Boston?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I would have Boston in the same core as San Antonio and OKC.
So maybe they're, like, a 1B
yeah.
kind of a thing.
Yeah, top of the league.
They're still very good.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably Thunder, Spurs at the top, and then Boston. I don't know who the next, like, core grouping would be. Like, I would take, and it's funny because one's about to start playing in the finals this week, but like, I would still take the Rockets' core over what the Knicks have.
Yeah, they're just in the East.
The Rockets go to the finals if they're in the Eastern Conference this year.
I think they have a better core, but I'm not sure they're collectively playing better yet.
I guess if Kevin Durant was healthy. But
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, if KD was healthy, like, I think they still could have made a run in the East.
Yeah, I do too.
But like, there's no one in the East that I look at outside of Boston. And like, I like that grouping of players better than what the Rockets have on their roster.
Even like right Minnesota. Now. I think Minnesota is better than the Rockets, but it's mostly because Anthony Edwards is so good.
Yeah.
And but they don't, I mean, like, I don't think they have a better core. They have good like role pieces around him, but you know, I think the Rockets' core is better.
Maybe the Pistons are of equal value, if not a little bit higher, because of Cade Cunningham.
And yeah. Then,
you know, the Thompson twins kind of offset each other. But yeah. Cade's going to be a step above everyone else. So maybe the Pistons will be above the Rockets as well. But
would you like, go Denver with Joker? And
I don't really like their core grouping. I think they said they're such a great player.
Yeah, I like Joker. I like Murray, but that's kind of it.
Like, Gordon's fine when he's out there.
Yeah.
He's not out there a ton.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. She'll probably run like five-ish.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that.
We're like, is he going to win you a championship? Unfortunately, it seems like the answer to that is no.
That's the thing. They're five-ish, which is cool. It sounds great. But then I think they're five-ish, but they're very far removed.
Yeah, and then there's other teams that your core is better than, like you just said, with Minnesota and maybe even Denver. And I would still think their chances to win a championship are in front of the Rockets because of the elite level of player that's on their roster. Jokic is still probably a top three player in the NBA. It's probably Wemby, SGA, Jokic right now, I would say. And then Anthony Edwards isn't far behind that grouping.
Junkie says Mavs after they get Flemings. Good call on that. The draft could change some things. Core is mid at best. We are building around slightly better Sabonis, worse Ben Simmons, and better Seth Curry. I do like Bari, but he's not a special player. No pun intended. Rockets core is mid. Time to blow it up. They aren't close to the Spurs or Thunder. What does blowing it up look like, though? Because I don't disagree with you that they're. I just said that. Like, I don't think they're close to the Spurs or the Thunder. But what does blowing it up look like?
When I see someone text it in, I think it means trade everyone.
See, I think that's hard.
And start over for what? A bunch of lottery picks,
right? You just kind of have what you already have,
and now rules in which you can't win the lottery 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Sleeping on Utah and Portland. Portland could; those teams could get there. I don't think they're there yet, though.
No, they're not ready.
But they could pass the Rockets' young core. I'm not. I don't disagree with that. There's a couple of trades. No, these aren't even like proposals or rumors. These are just like ideas. Zach Lowe had an NBA trade idea: Alpe Şengün for Chet Holmgren.
No.
Would you?
No. That would be the worst. I like Alpe. I like nothing about Chet.
I don't love Alpe, but I hate Chet. I shouldn't say hate. I just like Chet.
I don't love Alpe either, but I like Alpe, especially compared to Chet. I got no interest in that trade.
Yeah, I don't like Chet. I'm not a Chet guy. Yeah. And Alpe's not on a max contract. Chet is.
Yes.
So I would, Alpe for me. This one's a little bit more complicated. This one came from Dan Favalli of Bleacher Report. He has a three-team proposal where the Rockets would get Jaylen Brown and Marcus Sasser.
So that's a yes for you.
Go Cougs. The Pistons would get Fred VanVleet in the 39th pick of this draft via Houston. Okay. And the Celtics would get Jabari, Trey Murphy, Sadiq Bey, a 2027 first-round pick via Houston. This would be the Houston pick. It's actually a four-team trade. Pelicans get Dorian Finney-Smith, Caris LeVert, the number 21 pick this year via Detroit, number 27 pick via Boston, a 2027 first-round pick via Houston. I don't know how that would be both of Houston's first-round picks.
I'm assuming that they mean Brooklyn and Phoenix's pick.
I don't like that.
They just didn't outline.
And then the 2029 first-round pick via Houston as well. That's too much draft capital. I'm actually out on this.
Yeah,
I'm out. I'm out on this. I don't want the Rockets to get older. If they actually get older here, I like Jaylen Brown.
You get but Brown and Sasser.
You're getting rid of all your draft picks. And I don't think the Rockets should be getting rid of all their draft picks.
Yeah.
Because I like kind of like this extra. I think this Rockets team does need to worry about its future more than it's right now. Because I don't think there's anything they can do in the right now. There's not a Tarek Skubal out there where if the Rockets trade for him, they're a championship contender.
I mean, I think if Jaylen Brown is coming in and Sasser and Jabari is the piece that is going out.
Well, Fred is too, and all the draft picks.
Fred's going out and all the picks. It's
you're trading
much.
Fred, Jabari, and all the draft picks you have.
Yeah.
For Jaylen Brown and Sasser, go Cougs. I couldn't too do much. It as much as I want to because of Marcus.
Yeah.
I can't do it. The Rockets need to keep their draft picks. That's where I'm at. Like, I really don't care what the Rockets do from a player point of view. They just can't trade their draft picks.
What you got, Ryan?
Okay, this is an insane trade idea, but say he gets in a fight with the GM and it becomes available tomorrow.
Who's he?
I'll get to that. Would you trade KD, Amen, and all your draft picks for Anthony Edwards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Yeah.
It's the dream.
Yeah, you'd have to make it work salary-wise, but you could do that on their end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I would trade. That's like one of the only players in the NBA I would trade Amen Thompson for, is Anthony Edwards.
And my draft picks.
Yeah. If Anthony, I would love nothing more than Anthony Edwards on this roster. No matter what's left over, honestly. Like, he's a legit dude. Like, there's a handful of guys in the NBA that can take over a game like that on any given night and win you basketball games and take you to the conference finals and pass that. I think he's that guy.
Top five player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Who's in his prime, who's young, who you can build around. Yeah, he's the only one, though. Like, I mean, Wimby, obviously, but they're not trading Wimby. SGA, obviously, but they're not trading SGA. I don't know why we view Anthony Edwards as a guy who would, like, be out.
Historical.
Why don't we do that with SGA?
Did those guys demand to leave the Thunder, though? Or did they just all kind of leave?
Like, what do you mean historical? You're talking about the organization?
Yeah. Like
KG,
Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Like, guys got tired of Minnesota.
I think
we also view it as, like, why would a star basketball player want to live in Minnesota? That's why we all assume he's going to get traded eventually. It's like, we just think Minnesota sucks. Just to be honest. It's cold.
We don't say that about OKC? We don't say that about San Antonio? Sorry for those that I've offended.
Charles will be there in person. Can't wait to see that reaction.
He's going to get booed. That's going to be awesome.
No, you're right, but at least it's not cold there.
It's not a cold.
But I think it's like, that's why people assume Minnesota eventually will have to move on from Anthony Edwards. They just think he's going to get unhappy in that organization.
Trade Alpi. I'm not opposed to that. The money is bad in a Chet trade, but player for player, Chet is better. I just can't stand Chet. I think he's physically weak.
He just went 4-4 in a playoff game that was win or go home.
But I'm also not an Alpi guy. How could the Rockets trade for Jaylen Brown? Just mentioned it. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP, listener line. It's going to be a fun offseason, though. An interesting offseason.
It is.
For the Rockets. I don't want to trade your draft picks. I don't want to less need those draft picks at all. All right, Junkie of the Day. Who is your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of skeet junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Oh, by the way, you know what today is? Today is Tuesday. You know what comes on after us? Glenn Davis and Soccer Matters.
Yes, it is.
Soccer Matters coming up at 6. You know where Glenn Davis is going to be? He's going to be at Hugh O'Connor's. Get on out there to Hugh O'Connor's. See Glenn Davis. See a live show. It's going to be great.
AJ will be out there, too.
AJ's going to be out there?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's my kind of party.
Glenn and AJ?
Glenn and AJ. The dynamic duo, live at Hugh O'Connor. So if you're in the area, Hugh O'Connor, swing on by. Say hello to Glenn. Say hello to AJ. And it's time of year. Glenn's loving this time of year.
Oh, this is like Glenn's.
There's friendlies every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost our tennis bets, by the way.
We did.
Both of them. Remind us. That's not right. My math is wrong.
I think we have to put a new rule into place.
What is the rule?
If we don't really like anything, one bet. One sweat.
Yeah, but it was kind of fun to bet tennis for the first time. No, actually, I'm comfortable with the way I placed my tennis bets today. Just came out on the wrong side. I trust the process. I'll lose all my money betting tennis. Junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. What is your junkie of the day?
The Giants.
Junkie?
Because they did something that's only been done once in the last 25 years. They scored 19 runs 2 days ago. They allowed 16 yesterday. They're the second team in the last 25 years with 16 scored and allowed runs in consecutive games.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you scored 19 one day and then 16 the next day.
They're the first team ever?
The second team in the last 25 years. It's actually the third time in their history. But the last time it happened was 1894 and 1947 for them. The last time it happened besides this was in 2013. The Tigers gave up 20 and then scored 16 in the next game.
Junkie saying it's not Soccer Matters is Destination 2026.
What day is today?
Tuesday.
No, it's Soccer Matters.
Yeah, Junkie, you're out of here. Throw him out of here.
Oh, it's not Soccer Matters. It's Destination 2026.
Know your lineup, bro. Catch a boot.
Also, want to nominate Peter K on the text line.
Why?
He had a bad joke.
Was it?
You didn't read it. Something about mushrooms.
I probably didn't see it.
Well, he texted it three times.
You read them all. I can't see what I've read and what has.
Sorry. Been read. Well, he texted it three times to make sure we see it. We didn't read any of them. So probably would have been worthy of ejection, but.
So whenever, like, our text line, it's bold whenever it's new, and it's not bold whenever it's not new.
Sorry.
So if you read them, I don't know what I've read or not.
Should I not read the text
line? No, I think it's fine if you read them.
I'll just star.
I mean, if you just. Oh, yeah, it's a good idea.
Star the important ones.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I didn't important. See Peter K's joke.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I said mushrooms are growing on me because I was eating
them.
He's like, you gotta shower more. He texted it like three times.
That's like the one where, like, I'm going to jump in the shower. Oh, you probably should just stand. You know, something like those corny jokes. Yeah,
it's corny. Did like three times.
Junkie?
Ejected. Or junkie.
Oh, man. Junkie said, I love Ant, but that's too much, LOL. I'm not sure it is, man. Like, you winning without being a min as your core?
No, but
the danger is the draft picks.
Yeah.
But
he outweighs all that.
But, well, it depends on where you land. It's the luck of the draw. That's the... You know, the gamble you're...
Yeah, but you're talking about, like, a Wemby-level player in the draft.
We could just be an... Well, no, it doesn't have to
outbeat, to outdo Anthony Edwards.
So that's not the full trade. The full trade is a min, outbeat, all your draft picks.
Yeah.
So it's not... You don't need a Wemby-level player. You need a few players that equal Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I just...
Like, even if you hit an Anthony Edwards with one of those picks... Then obviously the trade would have been better not to do it.
No, if you're drafting Anthony, if you're trading for Anthony Edwards, you're assuming your picks are going to be all 20s.
Yeah.
Making that much more challenging.
Well, no, you don't own all your picks, though.
Oh, yeah, because they're Brooklyn.
Yeah. Phoenix, yeah. So, like, that's unless you want to do the lotto protections, which I'm a big fan of, I don't want to trade potential top five picks. Bird in the hand. Bird in the hand, though, would be the counterpoint to that. 713-780-ESPN. My junkie of the day is apparently what the people found from Mexico to the United States. This is where you play the sound, Ryan.
It's on the run.
Ryan's my new junkie of the day.
So they found an 869-foot tunnel in Tijuana that goes into a well-known street.
Where'd they find it?
Tijuana.
Tijuana? Or Tijuana?
Tijuana. There's an A in there? No, there's not. Where do you get that A from?
Then you just say it.
That doesn't make sense.
Tijuana.
It's T-I-J.
It's Tijuana.
I know it is, but when you say that, I know you're correct.
That's the Spanish language. Yeah, they found a big tunnel from Tijuana to a main street in San Diego.
It's 900 feet
like,
long.
I thought it was like AI whenever I first came across this. Like, how is this real?
How do they find it?
That's a great... Oh, they were searching for like... I forget what they were searching for, like paraphernalia and stuff. And they just like found the tunnel that led to a main San Diego road. Like, could you imagine all the trafficking you can do with that?
Well, that's, yeah.
That's what they were doing. They were smuggling people. They were smuggling drugs.
Probably a lot of them.
Isn't that nuts? Like, it feels too real to be believable or too fake to be believable.
How long do you think it took to build it?
Well, knowing my people, probably not that long.
Well, it doesn't look like, it's not that big of a tunnel.
No, it's very, but you could like put a cart through it.
Yeah,
they had like a cart. It's like on.
It looks like it's like a ride. It looks like a roller coaster.
It looks like a kiddie ride. There's like rails on it. It probably, I don't know how long it takes to build things.
That's
maybe a few years.
Oh yeah, that's probably a fair guess.
That's crazy.
Like you're not building that thing in a couple months.
Like you have to have some good engineering to be able to do that.
Well, the cartel's smart.
Yeah. Like is that good engineering? I don't even know. Like to be able to dig a hole through another into another city. That seems tough to do.
Yeah, it does, but like...
Cartel stuff fascinates me.
Do you watch like Narcos and all those shows?
I've seen it a little bit.
Narcos is good.
Somebody says it's not Tijuana. Maybe I screwed up. Tijuana. Maybe you were right.
Maybe I was.
Maybe I'm a junkie when it comes to this sort of thing. Yeah, I like to watch cartel shows. I started with Narcos, but I didn't finish. I think I only watched the first season.
I think it's pretty good. Like even after like post Pablo, it's still pretty good as they go into like how the cartel transitioned. After
was Pablo only season one?
I don't remember. Does he die at the end?
I don't remember how it ended. Maybe I didn't finish season.
I don't remember if it's season one or season two that they get to that point in the story.
But like Ozark had some cartel play.
I haven't watched Ozark yet.
Ozark's a great show.
I'm watching Peaky Blinders now, and then I'm watching Ozark next.
Isn't Peaky Blinders set like in the 1920s?
Yeah, it's like the IRA, the gypsies.
What happened to our music here?
It ran out.
I nominate Ryan for Junkie of the Day for the last 5 minutes
Junkie?
Of our program.
Junkie?
He's done such a great job all day.
I know.
2 hours of 55 minutes of excellence. The Twitchers loved you today, Ryan. Twitchers are big fans of you today. Last 5 minutes? I don't know.
It's fair.
I don't know. All right, who's winning Junkie of the Day?
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Last
Ryan.
One Junkie? Can win, so he deserves it.
Congratulations, Ryan. Junkie of the Day. Appreciate all your work all the time. Thank you to Wyatt for doing his hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're going to talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Coming up next is Soccer Matters, Not Destination 2026 on ESPN 97.5. Good night.
This is ESPN 97.5.